Good morning, Oregon. It's Monday, November 29th. This is Andrew Thien with a news briefing from the Oregonian and Oregon Live. Before we start, a quick thank you to our sponsor, Pacific Source Health Plans, for supporting the show. Oregon is expected to get more than $1 billion from the federal infrastructure package to help fuel big-ticket transportation projects, and advocates are saying that is extremely worrisome. The state is not close to achieving its goal of reducing carbon emissions to 45% below 1990 levels by 2035, and longtime observers say the prospect of big-ticket transportation projects like a more than $1 billion Rose Quarter expansion and an interstate bridge replacement project put Oregon in even worse shape. Advocates' concerns are borne out in the numbers. Emissions from transportation, including cars, trucks, trains, and planes, are the largest source, accounting for nearly 40% of the state's total. And reaching the goal, or even getting close, would require a radical and rapid reduction in driving by Oregonians, huge investments in transit, walking, and biking, and a complete transition to hydrogen and electric-powered vehicles. Apart from blips during the Great Recession and the beginning of the pandemic, transportation emissions have remained level or gone up for the past decade. Oregon transportation leaders say they are taking steps, noting that they doubled the percent of funds from the agency's most flexible spending pot toward non-freeway projects, and they plan to spend $1.28 billion on transit, biking, and rail projects from 2025 to 2027. To read more about this story, go to oregonlive.com/environment. Oregon lawmakers are meeting in just 2 months for their occasional short session, the action-packed 5-week legislative jaunt that promises to be filled with intrigue. Lawmakers will likely take up a tax on timber companies that legislators did not pass in the 2021 session. They also will debate a proposal to give overtime pay to farm workers, who are currently excluded from the time and a half provisions. Legislators had to fill bill drafts by November 19th to prepare bureaucrats and staff for the session. Behavioral health issues are expected to be a top priority during the session, and some tax law changes are expected, including incremental changes to a property tax break for owners of historic properties aimed at making the tax benefit more accessible to owners with modest means. Charles Moose, the former Portland police chief who led the agency through much of the 1990s, died suddenly on Thanksgiving Day. Moose was 68. He was the first Black police chief in Portland history and led the bureau from 1993 to 1999. Moose left Portland to lead the Montgomery County, Maryland Police Department, where he was launched into the national spotlight in 2002 when sniper attacks terrorized the Washington, D.C. area. Moose's wife, Sandy, relayed news of his sudden death on social media. An official cause of death hasn't yet been determined. While head of the Portland police, Moose led the law enforcement agency through its efforts to embrace so-called community policing, but he also drew criticism in Portland for occasional angry outbursts and his handling of some internal police investigations. After the D.C. sniper case, Moose went on to work for the U.S. Air Force and the Honolulu Police Department, and he aided in the rescue efforts following Hurricane Katrina in 2005 with the National Guard. He ultimately retired to Florida. The Portland Timbers and their rabid fans get at least one more home match at Providence Park this season. The Timbers will host Real Salt Lake on Saturday in the MLS Western Conference Final. The match kicks off at 3:30 and will be televised on Fox. The Timbers need some help in order to host the MLS Cup should they win. The New England Revolution are in the driver's seat to host the MLS Cup should both teams advance. Thanks for listening. You can support our local journalism by subscribing to Oregon Live. Go to oregonlive.com/podsupport.